This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Day of Mourning being observed today. Martyrs of Generation Z protest cremated with state honours. Finance Ministry extends tax deadline, forms task force to explore election and reconstruction funds. Department of Transport lifts route permit requirement. Dasain ticket booking to open only after road assessment. And UN inquiries says Israel's war on Gaza is genocide, holds government responsible. Now, the news in detail. The government has announced a public holiday today observing a National Day of Mourning in honour of those who lost their lives during the recent Generation Z protest. According to the Home Ministry, the national flag is being flown at half-mast across all government offices, Nepali embassies and missions abroad. The deceased have been declared martyrs and their funerals were conducted with full state honours at Pasupati Aryaghat yesterday. Home and Law Minister Om Prakash Ariyal, along with Energy and Urban Development Minister Kulman Ghising, draped the bodies with the national flag while security forces offered a ceremonial salute. Meanwhile, according to the Army's Directorate of the Public Relations and Information, the bodies of six victims have been airlifted to their home districts, including Sunsari, Udaipur, Siraha, Dhankuta and Songkhua Sabha for final rites. So far, it has been confirmed that 72 people lost their lives in the protest. India's ambassador to Nepal, Naveen Srivastava, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki at Singhadarbar yesterday. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, the two discussed matters of bilateral interest and mutual concern. Prime Minister Karki requested India's cooperation for the upcoming elections, which she said is the key mandate for her government. In response, Ambassador Srivastava assured that India would extend support as per Nepal's needs. He also informed that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a telephone conversation with Prime Minister Karki on September 18. Likewise, Chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, called on Prime Minister Sushila Karki at her official residence in Balwatar yesterday. He congratulated the Prime Minister on her appointment and wished her a successful tenure. The two also extend the views on the latest national development and the current political situation. The Ministry of Finance has formed a three-member task force to identify resources for the reconstruction of structures damaged during the Generation Z protest and for the upcoming House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, 2026. The task force includes senior officials from the Budget and Programme Division, Foreign Aid Coordination Division and Revenue Management Division. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal held discussions with business representatives on tackling the economic crisis, protecting the private sector and restoring investment confidence. The government has also extended the deadline for paying taxes, including VAT and excise duty, by a month. The move follows requests from industrialists who cited difficulties in meeting the usual deadline due to recent political developments. President Ramchandra Paudil has prorogued the ongoing session of the National Assembly effective from midnight. According to a notice issued yesterday, the session was ended on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers as per Article 93(2) of the Constitution of Nepal. The National Federation of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs has said advance ticket booking for Dasain will only open after assessing road conditions. Federation President Bijay Bahadur Swar noted that damaged and obstructed roads have made travel in and out of Kathmandu Valley difficult. During a discussion at the Department of Transport Management, Director General Rajiv Pokharel stressed the need for coordination to ensure safe and convenient travel during the festival. Meanwhile, the department has decided to lift requirement of route permits for public transport vehicles from September 22nd to October 8 to ease travel for Dasain. A meeting of Government secretaries, coordinated by the chief secretary at Singh Darbar yesterday, decided to forego extra allowances to maintain austerity amid the current situation. The secretaries pledged to support free and fair elections for the House of Representatives scheduled for March 5, 2026, and to intensify reconstruction of damaged infrastructure. Immediate arrangements will be made to ensure essential services, including electricity, water, health, food supply, education, justice, and public transport. Detailed action plan will also be prepared to compensate for losses to infrastructure, vehicles, equipment, and public service systems. Small-scale projects will be reduced, and public service delivery will be improved to meet the demands and spirit of Generation Z movement. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, held discussions with Nepali Army Chief Ashok Raj Sigdel on the country's peace and security situation following the protest. According to the NHRC spokesperson, Dr. Tikaram Pokharel, the meeting held yesterday at the NHRC central office in Pulchok, Lalitpur, focused on human rights issues and the status of political leaders currently under army protection. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial has instructed the traffic police to work with high morale while assuring full government support for rebuilding the traffic police infrastructure. During a visit to the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office yesterday, Minister Arial noted that the office, vehicles and uniforms were damaged by arson and vandalism during the Generation Z protest. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for an international news update. A United Nations investigative body has accused Israel of committing genocide in Gaza, claiming the actions aim to destroy the Palestinians. The UN Independent International Commission for Inquiry said Israeli authorities and forces, including top officials, have committed four of the five genocidal acts defined under the 1948 Genocide Convention since October 2023. This is the first time a UN-mandated investigation has concluded that genocide is occurring in Gaza. Israel immediately rejected the report. The announcement comes as Israel launched a ground assault on Gaza City, where the UN has declared a severe famine. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati and Lumbini province along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Karnali province and the Tarai regions of Lumbini province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon low-pressure trough is located around its near-normal position, and there is also the influence of water vapor-rich air from the Arabian and the Bay of Bengal. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 31 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 26 and 28 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. National Day of Mourning being observed today, martyrs of Generation Z protest cremated with state honours. Finance Ministry extends tax deadline, forms task force to explore election and reconstruction funds. Department of Transport lifts route permit requirement, thus a ticket booking to open only after road assessment. And UN inquiry says Israel's war on Gaza is genocide, holds government responsible. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.